And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the dreams of your future and dreams for this country. I want to talk to you a little bit about dreams because it seems to me that I'm somewhat of an expert in dreams because I had a lot of my dreams become a reality. So let me just briefly tell you my story and tell you a little bit about how I started with my career. And I think that this story kind of relates a little bit also to you and also to China. I started way back as a weightlifter. I always liked the idea of lifting weights and being a bodybuilder. From the first moment when I gripped a barbell and held it around the bar and lifted the steel above my head, I felt this acceleration, and I knew then that this is something that I'm going to do. That I was in love with that, and this is going to be something that I'm going to do. I'm going to pursue the sport of weightlifting and bodybuilding. Now, I remember the first real workout that I had. It was 8 miles away from my home village in Austria. There was a gymnasium, and I rode to that gymnasium with a bicycle. And there I trained for half an hour, because they said that after half an hour you should stop, because otherwise your body will get really sore. But after half an hour, I looked at my body and nothing happened. So I said, I better work out for another half hour. So I lifted some more. My strength didn't improve, you know, I didn't see the muscles pop out or anything like that. So I trained for another half an hour. And then after another half hour, I trained another half an hour, and altogether I trained 2.5 hours.